Welcome to Trainers Talking Truths. This is an ISSA podcast dedicated to exploring the fitness industry and uncovering the whys and hows of personal training. To do that, we'll talk directly to the industry experts and certified trainers. We'll dig into fitness programming, business tactics, nutrition, and more. You'll even hear from current training clients who offer insight from the other side. We've got the fitness industry covered, so turn up the volume and enjoy the drive.
Hello, world. Welcome back to another ISSA podcast, Trainers Talking Truth. It's me, your co-host, Jenny, here with my co-host, Dan, the man, Duran. How are you, Dan?
I am great, Jenny. I have my propeller hat on today. Actually, I don't have it on, but I have it on because I'm going to be learning about something I actually know very little about. And there's a lot that I know very little about, but this topic is really exciting. And it's something I've never specialized in. It's something I always referred out. And so I am anxious to learn from our guest about some really cool stuff.
Absolutely. We have an alum coming back to join us, Ms. Skye Halliday Wilson. How are you, Skye?
I'm doing well. Hi, Jenny. Hi, Dan. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks. Thanks so much for joining us again. I feel like we have you back every now and again. You're so knowledgeable. We love having you on. Love your energy. We've talked about nutrition with you. We've talked about when you were pregnant. You now have your little baby now. Yes. And so we're here to talk to you about postpartum training. And this is actually something we get asked all the time. Do we have credentials in this? Like, what more can we share with people about this? I'm excited to say, and more should be released about it very, very soon if it hasn't already by the time this airs. But we wanted to have you back on to talk a little bit more about your experience. So thank you again for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me back. I always love chatting with you guys.
Now, since you've been on, hopefully people know who you are. If they don't, you better ask somebody. But for our new listeners or people who aren't familiar with you, Ms. Skye, can you tell us a little bit about how you got started in the fitness industry?
Yes. So when I was in college, a girlfriend of mine invited me to kind of like a boot camp class. And I talked about this pretty openly. At that point in my life, years ago now, you know, I'm getting farther and farther away from those college days, as I realized as I'm a mom now.
Right.
I was just in a lot of personal turmoil in a very depressed state. And I tried out a group fitness class and immediately was hooked. I'd been active as a kid, but really hadn't fallen into that fitness space. And being able to strengthen my body really allowed me to strengthen my mind, improve my relationship with my body, my mental health. And through that, I found such a passion for movement, for nutrition, and I wanted to share that with other people. So got myself certified in multiple different ISSA certifications, became a coach, and now I work at Scottsdale Body, where we live now. And I also do nutrition coaching on the side. So it is a passion of mine, and it's pretty amazing that I get to do it as work. I always say, I can't believe this is my job.
Right. Yeah. Super exciting. Well, we know that you have a huge impact here and a huge outreach, a huge following here in Scottsdale, big following online. So we're super excited for you to share what you got. Now you are back working after you had your baby Harlow. How old is she now?
Yes. So Harlow is 19 weeks now. So I know that's my sister always says that's the most annoying thing. You have to talk in months. Okay. So that's 4 months. You get used to it being pregnant, the weeks thing. So she's 4 months now, and I have been back to work since she was 7 weeks old. So I jumped back in pretty quickly.
Yeah, you did. Very cool.
Yeah.
So question for you, Skye. I love it. Weeks instead of months.
Yeah, I swear. If you talk to other moms, they get it. And then you talk to people who don't have kids. And I was one of those people when people would tell me, oh, my child is X and X amount of months. I'd be like, okay, I have no idea what that means. You need to know
that's like, it's like giving the weight in kilograms. Come on, man.
Oh my gosh.
Just give me some pounds, right?
Give me something. Yeah.
So question for you though, you know, you're returning to the weight room. You're returning to, you know, moving things around.
Yep.
Can you tell our listeners a little bit about what that experience has been like and what it's going to be like?
So it is interesting. You know, before I had my daughter, I had been lifting weights, training for years on end. There were very few days I wasn't in the gym. Even I was 39 weeks pregnant and I was flipping tires at Body. You know, we were doing big tire flips and it felt great. People would say things like, oh, are you going to slow down? And I kept saying, I mean, why? I feel great. I'm tired. Sure, I'm growing a human, but my body feels as strong as ever, and I'm good to go. And then I had my daughter and I had vaginal birth. And from the day I got home from the hospital, I was so surprised how weak I felt. I could not believe it. I kept thinking, I was like, days ago, I was deadlifting. I was still doing power cleans around my big belly. And today, getting off the couch was winding me. So it was probably the most humbling thing that will ever happen to my body. And it gave me such an appreciation for the ability to move. It's one of those things where, you know, we say a lot as coaches, we don't have to, we get to kind of thing. And I have never felt that more than when getting off the couch, I could barely stand up. So it rocked my world. And it made me really realize just how important true postpartum recovery is. You cannot rush it.
I know I watched a lot of you, Sky, in your social media, and you talked a lot about that. Like, hey, I'm going to back up. I'm going to take it slower. And you showed a lot of core exercises you did, a lot of balance training, all these things that you essentially like couldn't do or weren't able to do as much while you were pregnant. Can you tell us, like, and you're a pretty strong girl, like you're a very strong woman, and you are one of those people, like if you had a headache, nobody would ever know, right? If you had a stomach ache, nobody would ever know. So what were some of the things that you, and this is more of your story, but what are some of the things that you experienced that made you kind of regress your training and step back and kind of start back from the basics? What did you feel?
So it was interesting. Every trimester brought something new. The first trimester, the energy you had is gone. I mean, I have never felt so zapped of energy in my life. I thought before I realized that our daughter was coming and that I was pregnant, I really thought something was wrong. I was thinking, gosh, I wonder if I have a virus or maybe an autoimmune or something. I went from 100 to zero in a couple of days. And then I realized, oh, okay, I'm pregnant. And from there, it was those first 12 weeks of I had to rely completely on routine because motivation, energy, my zest for fitness was gone. Yeah. I mean, there were days I would stare at those weights and be like, you have to lift yourself. It's not going to happen today. But it was one of those things where I reminded myself, okay, even just a little bit is going to go a long way because even 10, 15 minutes, you kind of get into your flow. It gets easier from there. But on the days I really could only do a little bit, it was something positive for my body. And I had to keep reminding myself, it's not just me anymore. This is for my daughter. I have to have a strong, healthy body for my daughter. From there, that second trimester, they call the honeymoon trimester, which is really true. You get some of your energy back. And I felt a lot stronger. And that then brought a new set of challenges, though, where I needed to start regressing a lot of those core moves, like you said, Jenny, to be safe, pregnancy safe, and make sure that I was doing something positive for my body rather than putting myself in a position where I was going to have to repair a lot later. One main thing we talk about a lot in post or pre-partum training is separation of your abs. Also a lot of pelvic floor pressure. You need pressure management. And then just making sure as your body is changing and your spine is literally moving that you are able to stay in that good form. And then third trimester pretty much was, how do I manage to breathe? Because I have a baby crushing my lungs and I'm trying to work out hard. And how do I manage this big belly? But so each trimester brought new challenges, but it gives you such an appreciation for what your body can do. Because when you start to feel like, oh shoot, I cannot do that anymore. It is very humbling. And for me, and I know, like you said, this is me speaking about my own experience. It was a little bit of grief for me. A lot of my identity is wrapped up in my strength, what my body can do, and then the ability to bring that passion to my clients. And I'll never forget the day I was 17 weeks pregnant. I no longer could do a pull-up without doming of my core. Physically, I could do it, but it was very unsafe for my core. And I remember jumping down from that pull-up bar and thinking, okay, you know, I got 23 more weeks. I can't do this anymore. I have never not been able to do this once I was able to do strict pull-ups. And it is so humbling. So it's the physical game and it's the mental game.
Yeah. What about since having Harlow? Like what, I know you probably tried to jump right back into some stuff, right? And then you had to be like, well, can't do that.
So those first couple of weeks, moms who are listening will understand this, but Harlow was sunny side up. So essentially she was face up rather than face down. that leads to very intense back labor. And my husband and I laugh. If she had been, you know, essentially regular face up, I think I could have labored without an epidural. I was really in the zone. When that back labor kicked in, I felt like my back is breaking. So the reason I say that is she bruised my tailbone. So I realized just how careful I had to be coming back into movement, because not only had my entire anatomy shifted, but now I actually had an injury and I needed to slow down. And something that really was beneficial to me during my pregnancy is I was under the care of a pelvic floor physical therapist. Mm-hmm. And that was where I started in my postpartum training. So instead of trying to jump back into the weight room, I went back to her, where I was able to do assessments of how I was healing and then really focus on diaphragmatic breathing, proper core engagement, and reactivating those pelvic floor muscles, as well as ensuring I was managing pressure and the healing of all that. Because I realized just how serious birth is to your body. Obviously, you live through it. It's pretty intense and beautiful, but your pelvic floor PT will tell you, when you use it in athlete terms, it is considered a sidelining injury. Birth is a sidelining injury to your body. When she told me that, a light bulb went on of, okay, I have to recover. I can't jump back into this. I am injured and I need to approach it as if I got a sports injury. And that kind of gave me something to focus on more so than, gosh, I'm sitting on the couch. I don't feel like myself. I'm exhausted. I'm tired. It was like, nope, you have an injury. Let's recover. And being able to kind of follow those steps with her really changed my mindset on the whole thing.
So for the listeners out there that can't see, I'm loving watching Jenny here, because you can tell she's really excited about growing a baby and pushing it out. You can just tell she's just fired up. She's like, oh, this is going to be awesome.
Well, it's funny you say that, Dan, because I'm almost 39 years old now, for those of you guys out there.
You would never know it.
Thanks. But like, I've thought about having a kid, and there's nothing in a female identity that says you have to have children. So that's one thing that we need to like really put out there. And this guy, we'll talk about some of your philosophies and stuff. I love the way your mindset is about, you know, being a woman, what we can do, et cetera. But there's nothing about being a woman that says you have to have a child. And I'm still on the fence, because that's what I hear is like, when you are pregnant, you have zero control over how your body changes, how quickly it changes, the things that happen to you. Like, and that, none of that loss of control, call me a control freak, but none of that sounds appealing to me. And that's the part that I struggle with, right? And then the whole having to get it out of you kind of thing. I don't know how I feel about that. But I mean, like you said, you live through it and like your brain partially forgets, especially the painful parts, right? And it's a beautiful thing. And there's a lot of women out there who've done it many, many times, or even just that once. And it's amazing. And I love that for you.
So, Jenny, it's so funny you say that, because my husband and I had been married for 3 years when we found out we were going to have our baby. And it's so funny. It was a shock to me. I was so surprised. She was not planned. She was a blessing. And I felt the exact same way as you. I wanted children, but was never at that point where I was like, it's time, you know, let's try for a baby. Let's, you know, make that our priority. And something I think isn't talked about enough, which I have been really open, is I had to really grieve the life I knew and lived for, you know, I'm 29 years old, all that time, the ability to be spontaneous, the ability to have a physical form that works the way you want it to, looks the way you want it to, acts the way you want it to. You know, there were so many things where you go from being yourself and then one day the stick turns blue and it's like, nope, everything has changed. So I love that you say that, Jenny, because when people would ask me, how are you feeling when I was pregnant? I would say, I don't enjoy this process. I did not enjoy being pregnant. I had a great pregnancy. I wasn't sick. I was able to move. But having your entire physical being and mental being taken over by someone else is so overwhelming. I had to grieve that loss. And something I was told often was, oh, but aren't you grateful to be pregnant? And I really am wanting to give a voice to women to say, it's not black and white. It's not you are grateful for your baby or not. I was immensely grateful for this blessing. That doesn't mean I liked how I got it. I mean, and I didn't have to, like you said, I don't have to say that my pregnancy was amazing and beautiful in order for me to have the experience be valid to other people. But it is the control piece that I think so few women want to maybe talk about because it is deemed selfish. And I'm happy to say, I like my body to myself. I love not being pregnant. I love my daughter more than life, but I like not being pregnant.
Yeah.
Well, I can't relate. And I never will. But 2 points. Number one, I get it. I mean, there's, I don't even like having a cold because it interferes with a workout. Mm-hmm. Number two, my wife told me when we found out we were pregnant, Dan, life as you know it is over. Yeah. With that question for you, Skye, all these are great points from physical therapy to the emotional component.
Yeah.
What advice do you have for new moms who are mm-hmm. looking for some professional training, you know, mm-hmm. to hire a coach, personal trainer? What are some things you might point out to them and say, here's some considerations?
Mm-hmm. So my first consideration would be when you're hiring a personal trainer, having conversations with them of, do they have any people within their professional network who are pelvic floor physical therapists? Because obviously as a personal trainer, there's a scope of practice we can't cross. There's boundaries we can't cross. So making sure that whoever you hire as a personal trainer has other people in their care team that they can refer you to. I'm a huge believer in pelvic floor PT. I don't think it's nearly common enough. For example, my OB had never mentioned it. I had learned about it on my own. Because again, like we talked about, birth is an injury. So we do need to care for yourself properly, just as if clients came to us as personal trainers and said, hey, you know, I injured my shoulder. Well, we would need to modify your training program. We need to do the same with your pelvic floor and your core muscles. Another piece of advice I would say is, find a trainer who is going to understand that who you were as an athlete, a trainer, or simply just a person who worked out before the baby is going to be very, very different postpartum. Do I think that you are forever different postpartum? No, not at all. But those initial first few weeks are so crucial to take things at a pace that works for your body. And every person who's given birth is going to be different. Mm-hmm. I started pelvic floor PT at 4 weeks. I have a girlfriend whose daughter is 2 weeks younger than Harlow, and she has not returned to any form of physical movement. She's not ready. And I think having a trainer who is going to understand that it's not just about wanting it, it's not just about making the time for it. It's, hey, my whole body feels different and I might need to be a little bit slow into this process. And then for new moms who are finding a new trainer, you know, giving yourself the grace of your training program might not look like what it was before. And your trainer has a reason for that. Your trainer is not going to put you into an unsafe position simply because you feel ready. Again, taking it slow, as cliche as that is, has never been more important. I think it's probably the most important time when it comes to postpartum training to really slow down.
Absolutely. Yeah. So much to consider. And I mean, on the flip side of that, Skye, do you have any advice for a fitness professional who wants to work with clients pre and postpartum? Mm-hmm. But I mean, it sounds like a lot of it's going to be like paying attention to like knowing what happens during pregnancy, right? Generally speaking, but then really checking in with that client.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So advice I would have for trainers is realizing that each person who has given birth is going to be an individual. Checking in on how they are feeling overall, asking questions before you take them on as a client of how their birth went. That's going to be a huge determination of how they are going to jump back into fitness. Mm-hmm. Also realizing that there's going to be many things as a trainer you might need to refer out for, obviously, you know, pelvic floor PT or even just an OB. And then also creating a program that is going to help make your clients feel confident as they are in probably the most vulnerable state they've ever been. Hormones are crazy. And the dump of hormones postpartum is insane, to say the least. And so as a trainer, you need to be understanding of your client who, if you knew them before, might have a different outlook on fitness as they jump back into it. You know, they might be more easily frustrated or wanting to go at a pace you are not comfortable with. And kind of realizing that this person just went through a huge life event and realizing that they aren't just someone you're putting through reps and sets. They are somebody who you might need to tailor a little bit more empathetic and emotional care to. I also would say, as a trainer, really checking in on things like breastfeeding, because that's going to really affect hormones. Checking in on expectations, because when it comes to your hormones, each person or woman is going to progress differently. Something I've learned through my breastfeeding journey, not just my postpartum journey, is my rate that I will build muscle and the elasticity of my skin will take a long time to come back until I'm finished breastfeeding because of estrogen. So that is something that I think trainers really need to understand, is setting proper expectations, making sure that clients understand, hey, you're not going to jump back into it and look the way you did. You will at some point. Absolutely. I don't like setting the expectation that it's forever different, but just managing those expectations.
It's that time. Another ISSA rapid review coming at you. Matt, you had this to say about our specialist in strength and conditioning. The strength and conditioning coach course was very informative and exceeded my expectations on what I expected to learn. That's perfect. Thanks, Matthew.
Absolutely. Funny that you talk about hormones and how it impacts our physiology. We know that hormones impact our physiology, but I have in my hand, I know they can't see this, but I have in my hand the Journal of Strength and Conditioning Research from the NSCA. By the way, guys, education is everywhere. I'm a member of the NSCA and I actually get their physical journals because I love reading like a physical paper. And I actually have it bookmarked because it's where I stopped. It's like a third of the way through this current edition, which is volume 36, number 11 from November of 2022. And it's on oral contraceptive use impairs muscle gains in young women. And it talks all about how using oral contraceptives changes your hormonal balance, which can impact the way that your body gains muscle and you have muscle protein synthesis. It's crazy. So understanding that kind of thing, learning more about it, doing everything that you can to research it, super, super important. Because you might even be able to educate the client, right? Sky, they might not have even known that. They're like, no, I don't understand why this isn't working. And you're like, here's why. You can help kind of talk them off that ledge, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I'll have to send them to you, Jenny. I have before and afters when I got off hormonal birth control, before and after. No changes to my diet, no changes to my training, and physique completely different. Mm-hmm. It's wild. And again, like you said, education, being able to be somebody who comes to your client with facts, empathy and facts to say, hey, let's combine these two things. I understand you have this expectation, but within your body, this is what's happening. And some of those things we can't fight. You know, right now I can't fight the amount of estrogen in my body. I need to feed my daughter. And that's an expectation that I just have to have. And something I want to, you know, share, like you're saying, with trainers, with other postpartum clients, so that we can all be on the same page.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so interesting. What about actual, like, I'm going to call it formal education? You know, Jenny just showed us a periodical there from an SCA. Would you recommend getting a certification, additional education before working with, you know, postpartum clients?
Absolutely. So I am incredibly interested in ISSA's new postpartum certification. I did complete the training in the supine position certification that ISSA already previously had, but I think education and knowledge is going to be one of the most powerful things for trainers, because this is not a scenario where you want to guess or wing it or kind of see how it goes. That's not that you should ever do that, but especially with a pregnant body, because you have to be aware the pregnant body is changing every single day. I mean, nothing was crazier for me than watching the curvature of my spine completely change. And then training now postpartum, I'm still shifting back to where I originally was, which means my squat form is different. My deadlift form is different. Is it correct for my body right now? Yes. You know, and again, I'm under the care of a pelvic floor PT. I'm a trainer myself, but all these things you want as a personal trainer to have that education, because if somebody who was training me right now watched me squat, they would want to change a lot about my squat. Physically, I'm not there. I cannot do it. The mobility of my hips, the way my core is right now, those things are all super normal postpartum. But if you don't have that education base, you wouldn't know that. Also, I think too, you want to be very incredibly confident in training postpartum humans, because again, we went through a lot of change and we need somebody who is going to give us the best training program, because we don't have that much time. We're very tired and we need to jump in, get it done and make it effective.
Absolutely. Now, on that same vein, and again, it's because I follow you on social media and you and I are close friends now, but Sky, I know you're really big on like talking about diet culture, mental health, body image. We've kind of touched on a couple of those things, but what would you tell a trainer that's working with a pregnant or a postpartum client when it's related to these topics? Is there anything else that you want to talk about? Because these are not the physiological things, right? We're talking more about the mental things or nutrition aspect, things that we can absolutely help them better understand and control a little bit.
So I think one of the biggest things, and we talked on this briefly the last time we chatted, Jenny, but really, again, setting a proper expectation when it comes to nutrition, that the old adage of you're eating for two is very, very outdated. Mm-hmm. Each trimester, the caloric requirements are different, but they are significantly less than what I believe most people think. In your third trimester is your greatest surplus of calories, and it's on average 400 to 500 extra calories a day.
Yeah, so that's what I understood too.
Second thing would be helping your clients manage their ever-changing body in a way that really leads with empathy. Something for me, and I am not a scale person. I think that the scale is probably one of the slowest things to change. Watching that scale go up, being pregnant, was very triggering for me. And I really have never invested much stake in the scale, but watching that number climb was hard for me. Watching my body change was very hard for me. And so I think having a relationship with your clients where you can have those conversations of, hey, I understand how hard this is. You are very grateful for your child. Absolutely. But it's really hard to look in the mirror and not recognize yourself at all for 40 weeks. Yeah. That was jarring for me. For years, I recognized myself, and there were days I woke up and thought, oh my gosh, I don't even know who I am anymore. So being empathetic to that, I think, is so important. And then also helping clients along the way of knowing by moving and nourishing themselves well, you are giving the biggest gift to your child. On the days that you feel like absolute crud, but you go and get a little bit of movement in and you eat a decent amount of protein and you throw some vegetables in there, that is, you're nourishing your child, and each part of that is helping grow a different part of your baby. And that's how on the days I just felt like laying on the couch and getting a Costco cake and just going with it. Don't get me wrong. I did that too. There is a balance. But I would remind myself of, okay, you know, I'm eating enough folate, which means her spinal column is developing, her abdominal walls are developing, or, you know, I'm eating enough omega, that's for her brain, and all these things where I could kind of take my perception and put it on, I'm doing this for someone outside of myself. Because when I looked at myself, I was having a hard time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I absolutely adore that about you, the way your mindset shifted and the way you gave yourself that grace. Because, and no, nowhere in there, you guys, did she say anything about being skinny. It's not about being skinny. We're not talking about a certain ideal look, right? We're talking about whatever you look like, whatever you're happy at. That's what we want you to be, but it's going to change when you're pregnant. And then afterwards, some people bounce back quicker than others, right? They say age has to do with that. A lot of it has to do with our habits, right? Are you breastfeeding? Are you not? That has a lot to do with calorie burn. There's a lot of things that can go into it, but we can't just fight to get back to where we were, because to Sky's point earlier, you may or may not make it back to exactly what you looked like or felt like, or, you know, were able to do before, or it might take you a while to get there. And I think the right trainer will help you not only embrace that, but also understand that as part of creating a program that works for you. So when we say the best air quotes program, right, it's the one that's going to get you where you want to be in the right amount of time for what you're going through.
Yep. Your unique journey as a mother or a mother to be.
Yeah. So interesting. Yeah. I feel like at least 60% of training pregnant and postpartum clients is that empathetic side. Like
yep.
You're talking to your Sky. The rest
all
is
the emotion.
Yeah.
Yep.
100%. Dan, watermelon to you?
Well, I guess I got to stay away from the, oh, it's all in your head, suck it up, buttercup.
Right. Yeah. Never say that to a pregnant woman.
Never say that to a woman in general, unless you want to lose your
pregnant. I know. And look, I've been happily married many, many years. I got all this stuff figured out the hard way. Trust me. I know. And for the partners out there, pro tip, set up feeding stations for both during pregnancy and then after pregnancy, when you're breastfeeding and so forth. Moms are wiped. Mm-hmm. They're tired, often, you know, taking care of you. Mm-hmm. and don't often, you know, don't have the time or the energy many times to really set up and prepare good, healthy snacks, good, healthy drinks. So I had feeding stations set up all over the house. So wherever mama sat down, she had snacks. And I made sure she was taken care of. So for the partners out there, do your part and support as much as possible.
That's awesome. Love that.
I love that. I love that. Maybe just have a snack station in general, because once you're a mom, you're very exhausted. And I think that that's great. Wherever I'm sitting, I would like my husband to bring me a snack. That's what I need.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes. But, you know, failed a plan is planned to fail, right? So anywhere there was a seat,
yes,
there was a snack station. That way I couldn't mess it up.
I love that. Wherever there's a seat, there's a snack.
That's true story. True story. Yep.
I love it. I love it. Well, Sky, where can our listeners find you, like on social media, and touch base with you and what you're up to?
Yes. My main social media is Instagram. It's just at Sky Halliday Wilson. Also following Scottsdale Body on Instagram. We have tons of moms. We also have lots of pregnant gals who train with us. So come join our community. I always say, any moves you need modified, I'm happy to help you. I also want to give a shout out to at the Pelvic Docs, Dr. Brittany, my pelvic floor PT. She's here in Phoenix. She's incredible. I always say too, you don't have to be somebody who has given birth to go see her. If you have a pelvic floor, so men or women, that's you. But would love to chat anything postpartum training with anyone listening.
That's awesome. Thank you for offering that to our listeners. And thank you so much for joining us and sharing some of your insights.
Thank you for having me. I love coming and talking to you both. So I appreciate it.
This has been fun. Dan, any last words for our listeners today?
You don't know what you don't know. I love it. You just don't. You don't realize what you don't know. And this was very educational for me. I learned a lot here today. And I know there's a lot more to be learned. If I were, for example, working with pre or postpartum, or what is it? Drew a blank on the during pregnancy. But if you're working with folks that are in that stage of their life, get educated, learn as much as you can, because you don't know what you don't know.
Absolutely. And I would agree with that. I think it was probably in the last 12 months or so that I really even started looking into how our menstrual cycle affects the physiology of a female. And just, it's a Pandora's box. Oh my gosh, I've only scratched the surface of what's changed. And so I'm super excited to learn more about working with pregnant clients, because they're everywhere, right? And then they're going to be everywhere. And maybe one day that'll be me. So it'd be nice to know what's going on with my physiology too. So super cool information. And thank you again, Sky.
Thank you both.
Perry. Absolutely. It's Perry. Pre-Perry post. I was not going to sleep tonight. Thank you. Thanks for letting me know.
Pre-Perry post. Got it. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. Listen, re-listen. Lots to take away. Keep your eyes out. If we haven't already released this by the time this podcast is put out, we do have a pre and peri and postpartum certification coming up through a partnership that we have with Train.Fitness over in the UK. So super cool opportunities, couple CEUs that we offer as well. But no matter where you get that education from, guys, learn. Just learn. And like Dan said, you don't know what you don't know, so go find out more. But thank you guys so much for listening, and we will talk to you soon. Make good choices.